Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow, and I'm here today with Sarah Hoffman with the Food Bank of Northeast Louisiana. Hi, Sarah. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. And, you know, it's a holiday. It's a time when people gather around with their families and eat big feast and think about food. And it's Thanksgiving. It's also a time to give back, though.
That's right.
You guys, I asked you this one time, is the holidays a big time for the food bank? And I think the answer surprised me. What is this the biggest time of year for you guys, or is there another time that's bigger?
This is the biggest time of year for us. It's extremely busy at the food bank. We are working really hard to get additional food out into the community on top of what we already are. Just this past week and a half, couple of weeks, we've seen so many more people just coming through our front doors at our main facility in Monroe that we know the need is great.
You cover a large area. How many folks in our area do you serve?
Well, there are over 71,000 people in Northeast Louisiana who face hunger, so meaning that they may not know where their next meal is coming from. That's one in five people right here in Northeast Louisiana. So we really work hard to get food out into all 12 parishes that we serve to help people in need.
You brought me some info, and I find this one shocking to me, but it's not shocking, but it sort of is. You served 4.5 million meals last year?
Yes, 5.1 million pounds of food went out through our doors in 2017.
So how are you guys funded? Where do you get money to buy 4.25 million meals?
The majority of our funding comes from people just like you and myself who donate, you know, whether it's monthly or one time a year. The holiday season, we typically see a greater amount of donations because people are thinking about food. But every $10 that's donated to the food bank helps us provide 55 meals to people in need in our community.
Okay, I'm doing the math. That's like five meals for a dollar.
That's right. That's right.
Tell me how that works. How do you get five meals for a dollar? I wish I could do that
well,
at home.
Right. There are so many things that factor into that. One of the things is we really rely on the generosity of our volunteers to come in, pack food boxes, sort food, and help us run all of the programs. So last year we had over 9,000 hours volunteered. We only have a staff of 10 people, so that's really crucial to us in keeping our administrative costs down. We're also able to get food in from national donors through our partnership with Feeding America for just the cost of freight to get it here.
Now, do you need extra volunteers this time of year if you've got more food coming through there and more people needing help? Can folks get involved with you?
Absolutely. You can go on our website, foodbanknela.org, and there's a volunteer application form there that you can fill out online and submit it. It'll go to our volunteer coordinator, and then she can match you up with an opportunity. I think through the end of November, we're pretty full up on volunteers, but there might be some openings in December.
You know, my grandmother she was already old. She was in her 80s. She'd lived to be 95, 98, I think, but she was like in her mid-80s. She was like 85 years old. She was still delivering meals to the other old folks.
Wow.
How are you guys involved with our elderly and our seniors in Northeast Louisiana?
We do have a senior program that directly serves low-income senior citizens. You know, according to a national study done this year, Louisiana is ranked number one in food insecurity among the senior populations. There are a lot of senior citizens who just don't have enough to make ends meet and get enough food to eat every month.
Now, you know, the seniors sometimes can't take care of themselves.
Right.
And also the kids sometimes can't take care of themselves, or the parents aren't taking care of the kids. So tell me about this backpack program.
Oh, the backpack program. It's just a wonderful way to get food to children who are in need over the weekend. So they may not have anything to eat at home from their Friday school lunch to their Monday morning school breakfast. And this program sends them home with a bag of food every Friday that will last the entire weekend.
Well, that's a pretty cool program. What is Kids Cabinet? I don't know about that one.
Kids Cabinet is a little bit different. Instead of them getting a weekly bag of food, they will actually have a distribution at their school, kind of like a mobile pantry where the food is delivered, and every child gets to take home a bag of food. And these are more meal-making components that the family can cook together, whereas the backpack, specifically child-friendly food for the kid, they can eat it on their own.
The Food Bank of Northeast Louisiana is with us today. Sarah Hoffman is here. Sarah, you also always need money because you got to buy food. Tell me about some of the fundraising opportunities you have. You have something coming up called Empty Bowls. What's that one all about?
Yes, this is our third annual Empty Bowls event. It'll be on January 26th. That's a Saturday from 11 to 1. It's a really great family-friendly lunch event where local artists from all over our community make and donate beautiful bowls, ceramic, paper mache, wooden bowls, to be sold as part of the ticket price for this event. It's $40 for a ticket that includes your choice of one of these handmade bowls, and then there will be a tasting from over a dozen local food vendors. So you can go around and you can eat all sorts of delicious food. There's live music, kids' activities, and a silent auction.
We have a lot of listeners all across North Louisiana and South Arkansas, and you serve a 12-parish area. If there's somebody out there who needs some help right now who's listening, or if you've got a neighbor or somebody, kids that need some help, how do they get a hold of you and how do they apply to get help from the food bank?
Well, you can call us at 318-322-3567, and we will find out where you are and give you the information on the pantry or soup kitchen that's closest to you. Or you can go on our website, foodbanknela.org, and you can get all of the information there as well. You can even search by map for your closest pantry and information on our programs.
That's Sarah Hoffman with the Food Bank of Northeast Louisiana. And Sarah, you guys have a website. Let's give that out one more time. What is it?
It's foodbanknela.org.
All right. And you need money and volunteers and people and all sorts of things.
That's right. Anybody can get involved, donate food, donate funds, donate your time, or just advocate on behalf of the people that we serve.
It's the Food Bank of Northeast Louisiana. They're out near the airport, 4600 Central Avenue in Monroe. You can find out more at foodbanknela.org.